Loads of thoughts coming in today on our piece that we're running on David Cameron. Here at Westchester FM, we're coming up to 23 minutes past two. We have on the line Cordelia. Hi, Cordelia. We gather you have a few thoughts about David Cameron. Is that right?
I'm a Conservative voter. I'm a member of the Conservative Party. I've always been a member of the Conservative Party. My parents were members of the Conservative Party. My grandparents were members of the Conservative Party. And my children are members of the Conservative Party. David Cameron is an amazing, amazing person. He always has been. He took Britain and has led us nobly and well. And I'm pretty teed off, if I'm completely honest, about the way that he's been treated recently. There seems to be this awful type of growing... Well, I blame that... who's that bearded fool?
Richard Branson?
Corbyn. Corbyn. That's who I blame. I blame him entirely for all of this that's happened to David Cameron. I blame him entirely for all that's happened with all these benefits, these scruffs that you're seeing on our television. And once I've penetrated their regional accents, which I must admit are pretty horrific to see on television or on my radio, that are relaying these awful communist messages.
Sorry, Cordelia, did you say communist there?
It's clear. It's clear. There is a conspiracy at hand and at work in this country whereby we are supposed to all of a sudden stop everything we're doing, and we're supposed to stop at the brink of absolute, you know, happiness and bliss at the fact that the country is being led correctly, and we're all supposed to stand back and say, goodness gracious me, apparently disabled people need to have rights and benefits. And I can tell you for now that I sat there on the edge of my sofa watching the Paralympics. And I thought to myself, as I watched them hop and jump and skip and roar, I thought to myself, good grief, good grief. That is the finest example of a British disabled person that I've ever seen in my life.
Sorry, Cordelia.
I can quite easily understand why these disability benefits had to be cut, because at the end of the day, Ian Duncan Smith, the poor lamb, who had to resign recently, tried his absolute best. He cut and slashed and did so with huge heart.
Right, perhaps you'd like to...
We are putting the C into compassionate. But no, when that Corbyn, he stands up and he refused to sing the national anthem. I mean, everything you ever need to know about that man is clear. Dodgy Dave. I can barely say those words. Dodgy Dave. What a thing to say. That Skinner, that man standing up again, being absolutely correctly thrown from the house by the scruff of his poorly suited neck. There is nothing dodgy about a clever man, a sensible businessman, managing his financial affairs correctly. And again, we just have the jealous many harming the privileged few. When it comes to complaining about politicians' parents, that is an activity which we as Conservatives reserve for the Labour Party. We do not have that used against us by them.
Right, well, thank you, Cordelia. And now, let's go to a bit more ABBA with the Money, Money, Money.